taste that can't be beat. We've got the best cuts of
music.
We've got the best cuts of
music. That was fucking trippy.
Mà đẹp thì xâm tâm với ai, xâm tâm xếp xếp. ที่ปั๊มปากซอยน้องนักขายส้มตำหนุ่มแท็กซี่รูปหล่อและหนุ่มสามล้อมาอุดหนุนประจำแต่คืนนี้ยังไม่เห็นพี่มาแต่คืนนี้ยังไม่เห็นพี่มาหรือว่าพี่ยาเปลี่ยนที่กินส้มตำส้มตำน้องของใหม่อร่อยไม่เหมือนแถวซอยสุทธิสารตรอกสามหนุ่มแท็กซี่เลยเพื่ออัดไปติดสาวเนื้อที่ขายเมียงคำหนุ่มสามล้อก็ไม่เห็นมีแววหนุ่มสามล้อก็ไม่เห็นมีแววเคยมาจีบเจ้วเจ้วแต่คืนนี้ยับงำแม่ค้าส้มตำอีสานหัวใจไหวหวั่นเสียควรแต่หัวคำหนุ่มแท็กซี่ไม่มากินส้มตำหนุ่มสามล้อก็ไม่มาเยี่ยมยามแม่ค้าส้มตำหน่อยใจเรือลาจากเย็นกระทั่งจวนสว่างน้องเฝ้าแนมทางแต่ไม่เห็นพี่ชายเคยส่งเคยรับกลับบ้านคืนนี้มิ่งควันเป็นอย่างห่างหายหนุ่มแท็กซี่ที่ไม่มากลับกลายหนุ่มสามล้อเพิ่งก็จางห่างหายมันเจ็บในใจเด้แม่ค้าส้มตำวันสว่างน้องเฝ้าแนมทางแต่ไม่เห็นพี่ชายเคยส่งเคยรับกลับบ้านคืนนี้มิ่งควันเป็นอย่างห่างหายหนุ่มแท็กซี่ที่ไม่มากลับกลายหนุ่มสามล้อเพิ่นก็จางห่างหายมันเจ็บในใจเด้แม่ค่าส้มตำI want a little bit.
to the itty weeny bit of your lover.
Best Cuts of Music is recorded before a live studio audience.
Who is it?
Robbie. Hey, Robbie.
Sam. Hey, Sam. What's up, man? What are you doing here?
What are you doing here? You live here?
I haven't seen you in forever.
God, I haven't seen... What have you been up to?
Well, you know, since we had our Christmas break, I've just kind of been bumming around here and there.
Yeah, that Christmas break was awesome.
Very fantastic. I wish we could get another Christmas bonus. That would really help out.
Yeah, I know. My last one kind of dropped out after the third month into the Christmas break.
Yeah. Well, what have you been doing? I ended up living on the beach for a while. You know, living the life of an 80s beach bum.
You lived on the beach? In where at?
What was it? North Shore? Hawaii? North Shore?
Oh, wow. Aloha.
Well, thank you. Aloha.
Late Mele Kaliki Maka to you.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Sam.
You're welcome. Not that you wanted to know, but, you know, I'm doing some things.
Oh, yeah, sure. Shoot. Might as well. What have you been up to?
Well, you remember our dog, Tiger?
Yeah.
Well, Tiger had a litter and beautiful puppies, and I've been grooming them and taking them on the dog circuit.
Oh, that's fascinating, Sam. That's very fascinating.
It's pretty great. It really fulfills my life.
I was surfing every day.
Oh, really?
I was surfing every day. Tell me more about your dog grooming, taking care of the bitches. Tell me more about that.
Yeah, well, I never thought of myself as a dog person, but, you know, my life's changed.
Uh-huh.
Life's changed.
Well, yeah, I imagine, you know, if you put your mind to it, you're pretty much... Did you win any prizes or anything?
No prizes, but, you know, I did get the blue ribbon that they give out to everybody.
Yeah.
But it's just, you know, it's getting out there, it's giving the dogs the haircuts.
Sure, you're getting a little bit of exercise, keeping you occupied.
Yeah, getting out there, meeting a surprising amount of very lonely women.
Oh, wow. So they're in your age group then?
Not really. They're about 15 to 20 years older than me. But, you know, they're nice.
Well, you know, as I would watch the sunset every day in Maui, me and Susan, my bride, I was married shortly, we would just kind of, you know, drinking Mai Tais, watching the sunset, and then make sweet love in the ocean.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it's all right. It's all right. Not a big deal.
Do you have any poi?
Any poi?
Yeah.
I don't know. Isn't that fire dancing?
No. I think that's hula something. Hula dancing. Did you have a pig, a roasted pig? Ooh, or did you go to where they filmed Lost?
I didn't do that. I just kind of hung
Why'd
out.
Why'd you even go there then?
Well, we hung out on the. It was no. You know, I assure you, it was no dog grooming, hanging out with 70-year-olds. But you know, watching the sunset, North Shore, drinking Mai Tais with my beautiful wife Susan. You know, it wasn't bad.
So. Did you get married again since I've last seen you?
To Charlene. You mean after Susan?
Yeah.
Or before Susan?
Well, before Susan. I don't know.
After Susan, there was...
It's
after
so hard
Susan,
to keep up.
I ended up in Boston for a while. I was homeless. This nice woman, Charlene, took me in. She was an editor at a magazine. I won't mention the name. And just sort of took me in. I cooked her groceries and took care of her kid, Charlie. I was this close to becoming adopting little Charlie.
Senior.
Yeah, I was going to be Charlie Senior. And, you know, and unfortunately, me and Charlene, it just took a turn for the worst. I met this beautiful young lady, Janet, and cheated on Charlene. And then Charlene went and kicked me out, the bitch. Oh. She kicked me out of the house, the bitch.
Well, forget her then.
Yeah, So here I am. I don't need some stupid kid to feel good about myself anyways.
No, that's why I have all these dogs.
Right. That's true. Beautiful. So this is a... here.
Is this your new house?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Have a seat. Have a seat. Let me get you some tea.
Thank you. Earl Grey. And skim milk, please, if you have it.
Oh, looks like I'm all out of skim milk.
Okay.
It's whole fine.
I guess that'll have to do.
They don't have whole milk on the dog tending circuits or something?
Not really. Well,
isn't that
I
the
gave
kind of milk
up.
You get from the teats of those 70-year-old women you're dating?
Oh, no.
Just
that's
kidding.
That's half and half.
Half milk, half powder, huh?
It just kind of squirts out dust.
That is disgusting. Takes all different kinds, though. Takes all different kinds.
Yeah, all kinds. So this is a fantastic place.
Thank you. I've not been here long. Sam, I was wondering, do you always wear the balaclava? Is that like a dog show circuit thing these days?
Yeah.
And
no,
what do you
just,
have in that big bag with the dollar signs on it?
That's nothing. I picked that up at the bank earlier because I had to make a withdrawal. It's no big deal.
Oh.
Don't look
withdrawal.
At that. It's yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, no, I just I'm into wearing all black and covering up my face and. These days.
Well, if I didn't know you better, I just suspect something, you know.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. Nothing going on there.
I thought
always
the things...
dress this way. I always carry zip lines and things like that.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know. I mean, you know more about the dog show culture than me. I just thought I was worried that you might come on some hard times or, you know, something like that. Now, did you... let me ask you this. Is your car parked out front or did you park around the side? I don't really... you see, it's my neighbors. There's like a code, neighborhood code, and we can't park our cars on our driveway or in front of the house. And that's why I have the lights off. We can't have the lights on either, as we're, you know.
Yeah, funny story. I actually base jumped here from a building downtown.
Oh, wow. Okay, I didn't know you base jumping.
Yeah, I'm taking up that too. It's a fun way to get around.
Okay. Well, usually up, down.
I stuffed my parachute in your mailbox, though.
Oh, yeah. No, I haven't.
Yeah. So, yeah, look at you. I mean, what's up with that pantyhose on your head?
Penny. Oh, well,
I mean, looks weird. Your nose is all smashed up like a pig.
Well, it looks funny, right?
Yeah, it does look funny.
You don't
see that very often.
I like to make funny jokes. Well, actually, I was out here. I was out there working on my car. That's why it's not out there.
That would explain the wife beater.
Yeah. The crowbar. You know, I mean, I was fixing my car.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about the crowbar. Yeah. Yeah, working on your car. I didn't see a car when I walked up here. It's kind of the reason why I came by.
Car's not out there.
No.
Well, shit. Looks like somebody stole it. It's just like everybody's a criminal these days. You can't trust anybody.
No kidding. You might want to file a police report. But wait till I leave.
Well, I don't like to involve them anyway, Sam. You know me.
Yeah.
I don't like to involve them.
Yes, you hate paperwork.
Hold on. Shh. Wait. What's that sound?
What? Wait.
Shh.
That sounds like the garage door is open.
Sam, do you hear that? Oh, shit.
Is that
Sam,
is that your wife?
We gotta hide. We gotta hide.
Why do we gotta hide? It's your house.
Sam, it's my parents. My parents are home.
What?
We gotta hide. My parents are home. Upstairs, under the bed.
All right. Robbie, why are we hiding? This is your house.
Sam, I told you it's my parents' house.
That doesn't even make sense. Your mom loves me, like, in a big way.
Sam, don't bring that up right now. That's so rude. This isn't my house. This is my parents' house. I told them I wouldn't be... I don't want to see them right now. They're coming. They're coming. Okay, you're listening to... the best cuts of music. Right out!
Bobby.
Look that look in his eye,
Bobby.
Oh man, he's high,
Bobby.
Yes, higher than a kite,
Bobby Doody.
That cat is high,
Bobby.
Look that look in his eye,
Bobby.
Man, I wouldn't lie, the cat's higher than a kite. Now when you see him stumbling up and down the street, you know that cat's been drinking, got no shoes upon his feet. Man, he's high. I said that cat is high. Yes, he's high. Man, he's higher than a kite. That cat is high. Look at that look in his eye. Man, I wouldn't lie. The cat's higher than a kite. Boys, he's high. Just look at them two black eyes. You know I wouldn't lie. He's higher than the sky. When you see him tipping round and round the block,
dog it, mom.
Know that cat is very beat. Beat clean down to his socks. That cat is high. Boys, I wouldn't lie. Oh my, he's higher than a kite.
Take yeah. it, Charlie.
Jumping. When you see him stumbling up and down the street, you know that cat's been drinking, got no shoes upon his feet. Man, he's high, yes, he's high. My, oh my, I want the home cooking mama with the frying pan. I know that cat's high.
Bye.
Sam, you gotta stay quiet. You gotta stay calm.
Robbie, stop. Stop squirming.
Shh.
I think my foot's coming out from underneath the bed.
Just pretend like anything outside of the bed is gonna chop you off. You gotta stay inside underneath the bed.
It's hot under here. I can't turn my head. I moved in this way, but now I can't turn my head. And it looks like somebody's already been underneath here before.
It's, what?
They ripped up the lining all underneath here.
Yeah, this is the stuff that tickles my nose. This is what's tickling my nose. I don't like my nose tickled. How am I gonna get the television? Those people. Damn it.
What are you talking about?
Sam, shh, be quiet. It's my parents' house.
I think this is a box filled with all of your mom's sex toys. It's totally gross.
Put that up.
Check out this one.
That's making too much noise. What am I gonna do?
I can't reach my stuff.
I can barely breathe in this pantyhose.
Take the pantyhose out. Your parents already know what you look like.
I don't want them to know it's me. This is too complicated, Sam. You don't understand.
Well, maybe if you wear my balaclava and I wear your pantyhose.
I don't want to go through this right now, Sam. We don't have enough... what do we do?
How do we get out of here? We got to get out of here.
Okay, let's get out of here on the count of three. One.
All right.
Two. Oh, they're coming in. They're coming in. What? Making sexy noises, Sam.
Ooh, I think they're kissing.
Oh, fuck, they're kissing.
Oh, his pants just dropped to the floor.
That's disgusting.
What are they doing?
Sam, I think they're having sex.
Thank you, Sam. Oh my god, they are having sex.
Sam, I can't let my parents know that I'm here.
Oh, crap. Oh, they're making your little sister.
I don't want a little sister. I don't want any of this. How do we get ourselves
Robina
into
Flax.
This? Sam, I'm gonna kill him. I've got my crowbar. I'm gonna kill him.
How's killing your parents gonna save or help anything?
I can't let them know I'm here. I told them I was in Barbados.
I guess that kind of makes sense.
It does.
Well, I've got this wire.
Help me kill these people.
Ordinarily, I'd say no, but under these circumstances, I think that's the only way we're gonna get out of this without getting in trouble.
You're right.
All right, let's do this then. On the count of three.
One, two, three. Come here.
Grab that. Ooh, I just saw your dad's dick.
Take this, you motherfucking.
What have we done?
Get up?
Oh my god. I think so.
Gosh, I'm so glad we don't have to sit in that bed anymore. My
I know,
goodness.
Right? What was up with that bed?
I thought I was gonna die under there.
Could you believe all that blood?
It was killing me.
It was everywhere.
I had no idea that killing people led to this.
Yeah, I had no idea. I don't know about you, but I don't have this weird overwhelming sense of guilt I thought I'd have.
Yeah, I thought that the first time would be horrible and the second time would be easier and so on and so forth, but...
Yeah,
I think it's
all just media hype on killing.
I really do think it is.
Yeah. It's old wives' tales.
Oh, don't kill anybody. It'll be bad. You'll regret it. Yeah. Don't kill anybody.
Yeah. Don't harm your parents.
I mean, it's not like it was fun, but it wasn't
fun.
It's like
it was
work.
Overly complicated.
Any work
but, you know,
is...
it's kind of like cleaning a fish.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, at the end, you get to eat the fish.
Yeah,
we get
that's
to eat
good.
The humans.
Put some lemon and some butter on that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I do stop at eating people, though.
Yeah, you know, when in Rome.
When in Rome.
So
now that your parents are dead, I'm just going to come out and say this. Would it bother you if I took some of their stuff? Because they're not using it now.
You know, Sam, I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah. Well, we might as well clean this house up then.
Yeah, and I think I know what you mean, Sam. You don't mean actually clean it with bleach. You mean clean it up with some five fingers, huh?
Yep. I'm going to take 10 finger discounts.
I get your drift, buddy. I saw some nice stuff around here. Must have been stuff that my parents bought since I've seen
after
them.
You left and they could afford things.
Sure, yeah, sure, absolutely. So without any further ado... Sam, I found a 36-inch television.
Oh my god, I just got myself a brand new DVD player / VCR combo.
Oh, VCRs! Sam, I just found a bunch of pearl golden rings.
Oh my gosh, let's swim in them.
Look at this, what is this, an IKEA bookshelf? Going to waste? Hell no, not on my watch. Taking it.
Hey, behind this picture. Hey, it's a safe.
Oh my goodness, not safe from you, Sam. Well, what, pray tell, did you find back there?
I found a lot of personal documents and gold bond certificates.
Oh, look, I have pictures and photographs.
Better burn those.
Easy does it, Sam. These are heirlooms. The relatives of the people we just killed might want these later on.
But wait a moment, Robbie. I thought they were your parents.
Sam, you can't tell me anything. They've got blood all over their faces. What do they look like? They look like my parents? Of course they're my parents. I told you they were my parents.
I don't know. I've seen your parents before. It doesn't quite look like them, though.
This is my parents' house. Let's rob this place. Let's rob the shit out of this place.
Whatever you say.
Hold on, Sam. Shh. Wait. You hear that?
You're listening to the best cuts of music.
Isn't it me? Are we a pair? Me here at last on the ground, you in midair, sending the clouds. Isn't it bliss? Don't you approve? One who keeps staring around, one who can't move. Where are the clowns? Sending the clowns. Just when I'd stop opening doors, finally knowing the one I really wanted was yours, making my entrance again with my usual flash. Sure in my mind, no one is there. That you'd want what I want. Sorry, my dear. Where are the clowns? Send in the clowns. Don't bother, they're here. Yeah.
Oh my god.
I am worn out.
I am stuffed.
We have all your parents, the kitten caboodles.
Yeah, so much awesome food in that fridge.
Well, I gotta say, my parents do eat some nice foods.
Yeah, it was good.
The apple doesn't fall too far from the tree.
No.
I think that applies.
Yeah, the oranges are fresh from Florida. So, why did you, again, tell me, why did you just happen to have that really large bag?
Well, I was
carrying things in.
It was for carrying. I was carrying engine parts because I was fixing that car, and I didn't want the oil from the engine
car
to get on my face. So I had the pantyhose, to on my face.
Yeah, that's a strange method, but you must have Googled that, found that somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I gotta wonder, what made you, what made you come here? What made you come to this house?
Funny story. I thought some other people I knew was here. I think I was actually supposed to go to the house a few doors down, and I was just knocking to see if they were here. Hmm. And then, they weren't here, mm-hmm. So I got the wrong thing. Ha ha.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I gotta be honest with you, Sam.
Okay.
I gotta be honest with you. Wait. So
okay,
should I reveal that I'm a thief first, or that we actually didn't kill my parents? Those actually aren't my parents. We didn't kill them. Wait.
Maybe we should
delay it.
Talk about it more. I don't know.
Yeah. Let's see. I don't know how to do that. I feel like we're already there. We're there. We're at the reveal.
Yeah, we're at death, parent death.
So
maybe
what
we
movie,
could just elaborate more on being thieves and go into
what maybe we could admit that to each other that we are thieves. And there's a movie. Yeah. There should be a movie that this reminds us of, so we could talk about it and riff on it and make fun of it for a second and then move on.
Right. Like Home Alone, except he killed the kid.
Oh, right, right. Okay, good. You know, this is embarrassing, Sam. You're one of my best friends. I've known you for years.
Yeah.
I gotta be up front with you, man.
Yeah, okay.
The pantyhose on my
face. I get it.
The pantyhose on my face? That's so that people can't tell what I look like.
What? But why would that be? I mean, you're a perfectly fine-looking individual.
Well,
you shouldn't
feel
the need to hide your face.
Well, I appreciate that. But let me continue. The wife beater. Wife beater.
Yeah.
It's to make me look more menacing. All right?
Oh.
And also,
okay,
there's less wind resistance.
Does that.
And I can walk. I can run faster. The crowbar.
Yeah, that for fixing your car.
It's for fixing my car, but it's also for breaking into this house.
Into
houses.
What? You broke into this house?
I'm
Why would you break
you,
in?
Sam, I broke into this house.
Okay. Well, I guess I have to make a confession too. I'm
Sam,
actually here to rob this place.
You haven't been honest with me? What's going on?
No, I haven't been honest. I came to this house because I was going to rob it. I've been staking it out for about 2 weeks now.
You've been staking? Sam, I've been staking out this house for 2 weeks. Are you serious?
Wait. Well, how have you been doing it? I've been in the bushes across the street.
I've been in the red Mustang parked down the street. You see that red Mustang?
Oh, yeah. I've seen that so many times.
Oh, you like that monster? I got that. I picked that up last week from some
I thought that was the FBI.
FBI doesn't afford cars like that, Sam. I got that from some schlep in Baltimore.
I'm so naive.
I'm telling you. You stick with me, Sam. I'll teach you how to steal some houses.
Okay, I've only been doing this for a little bit.
Uh-huh. Hey, you're pretty good.
Yeah, I figured after that Christmas that we had where we was just going into people's houses as Santa, I was surprised how amazingly easy it is just to waltz into someone's place.
That's amazing. That's exactly what I thought.
Yeah. Oh, how about that?
Yeah, wonders never cease.
So wait wonders a second. Did you really go to Hawaii?
I did.
Oh, okay.
I really married a girl named Susan. We really made love on the beach, and I really robbed her fucking parents.
Oh man, that's funny.
Oh goodness, so
God, awkward.
Yeah, this yeah, a little awkward, huh? You think?
A little bit.
Gotta love it. So you know, this reminds me of Home Alone.
This is like Home Alone, except. Instead of getting the crap beat out of us, we killed the kid.
Yeah, we killed the kid. That's true.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
Oh,
gosh.
Quite the comedy of errors.
Yeah. This is like my last job where the stapler would get stuck, and then I'd have to throw away a bunch of staples. It's just like little things like that just happen in your job.
It's collateral damage.
Yeah, exactly. You just write it off.
It's like when I had that job flying that Apache helicopter and we just shoot harmless, innocent
natives.
Civilians down in Afghanistan. You know, collateral damage. Shouldn't have been there.
Right.
They shouldn't have come home. Hey, you know what? Those aren't my parents. I'll let you know.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I knew it.
That did not look like your mom.
Well, they were. I thought I was trying to get them in the face with the crowbar really quick before you saw them, but
okay. Well, I was wondering why you turned me or why you pushed me down when we got out. I thought
you
just wanted first
Sam.
Dibs.
Can't fool you, Sam. Well, I did, but I can't fool you, Sam. Gotta tell you.
Yeah.
Oh me, oh my, oh Mary Poppins.
Oh well, that's such
a
relief. I'm glad we didn't kill your parents.
Oh no! I would never do that. That's awful. Why would you even say that? It's terrible.
Sorry.
That's terrible. Oh, what are we gonna do? I guess.
Well, we could pull our resources together. I mean, I've got my
idea.
Ridiculously large bag. Plus, I've got my bag of money that I got from the bank earlier.
We would be like the Simon and Simon of thief gangs.
Yeah.
Like the Simon and Schuster of book thieves, or something like that.
Like the opposite of Scarecrow and Mrs. King.
Like the opposite of Gagney and Lacey.
Yeah. Or Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman, and that Indian guy.
Or Jake and the Fat Man.
Well, you know, Sam, what I want to know is,
what do we do with these dead bodies?
We're listening to
The Best Cuts of Music.
Você e eu, nós dois, depois uma canção de amor e paz pra se cantar. A noite, a lua então virá só pra nós dois, felizes juntinhos. É tão gostoso ouvir você falar que o nosso amor jamais, meu bem, vai se acabar. E nós seremos sempre dois para sonhar, felizes juntinhos. A sorte é que dirá então o que há de vir. Que seja o que for, amor, vai nos achar felizes juntinhos. Ouvir você fala que o nosso amor jamais, meu bem, vai se acabar. E nós seremos sempre dois para sonhar felizes juntinhos.
Have a good night, everybody. You're listening to
the best cuts of music.
Yeah, well, it's simple enough for a child to follow, right? I mean, I think sometimes I get worried about us bogging down in comedic dialogue. But if it's simple enough for a child to enjoy, then that's great. Because I think it's smart enough for.